The DISC report helps us describe an individual's behavioral style. Its origins can be traced back as far as 400 BC, when Hippocrates first began observing human behavior and noticing similarities and differences between different people. This particular instrument was developed based on the theories of William Marston, who is credited as the major developer of the DISC language. He described behavior as a blending of four different factors, which we identify in this report as the DISC methodology. The DISC model describes only observable behavior and emotions, or how you do what you do. Unlike a personality assessment, it doesn't measure intelligence, education, or take into account any of your previous experience or training. It describes only behavior and emotions. It is also important to understand that DISC is neutral. There is no right or wrong, no good or bad. There's no judgment in this model because it is only meant to identify a person's natural strengths. Most people find this report to be exceptionally accurate. Unlike a lot of other four-factor model assessments, where respondents are grouped into one of 16 different categories, this assessment has up to 384 different possible reports that it can generate. Therefore, we find that most people feel that their report very accurately describes them. Although certain pages of the report are generic, as in the communication tips section, the actual information about the person is very specific to the individual. As you read through your report, you may come across statements that you feel are inaccurate. If that is the case, then we suggest that you ask someone who is very close to you to read through your report for some objectivity about some of those statements. They may be able to help you identify what are called blind spots. These are areas that you may not see or ideas that you may never have considered before. You can actually gain extra insight from the report simply by sharing it with someone who knows you very well. As we prepare to examine each of these four factors, it may be helpful for you at this point to have a visual aid that you can reference. For this reason, we suggest that you open your report to the descriptors page, which is typically page number 11. On this page, you will see four different factors: dominance, influencing, steadiness, and compliance, which as an acronym, create DISC. Here, you will also see a dark line that runs across the middle of each of the factors, cutting them in half. This is called the midline. Each factor represents a continuum, and the midline separates the high side and the low side of each of the factors. We consider that a person is high in a factor if they are plotted above the midline, and low in a factor if they are plotted below. A person's intensity level on either side is measured in the distance between the plot point and the midline. The analogy I like to use for this concept is a football field. Whereas the 50-yard line separates the field territories, placement on the field is measured in terms of how close you are to one of the end zones. You are considered to be moving deeper into territory as you move closer to the end zone, and you are in more neutral territory closer to the 50-yard line. In the DISC model, you can be intense in either the high side or the low side of each factor, or more neutral in the factor if you're plotted closer to the midline. The word descriptors on this page also help illustrate the continuum. Here it's easy to see how the words grow in intensity as you travel from the midline to the high side and the low side of each factor. It is important to remember that it takes all four factors blending together to describe an individual's behavioral style. While you may be very intense in either the high side or the low side of each factor, no one single factor will determine your behavioral style. All four factors contribute to explain the individual. The shaded sections of this page describe the real you. This is you outside of work, or in your most comfortable environment, or when you're under stress. Your natural behavioral style, or your natural strengths, are represented on this page. Now let's understand what each of these factors is telling us.